This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, coming up in just a little bit, I want to talk about Jason Kelce, who has now been given a cool opportunity over at ESPN. But before we do that, every week we try to help you guys put a little extra cash in your pocket. Now, I believe, Robin, tell me if I'm wrong, I think we've hit on a parlay in each of the last 3 weeks. So if you've been tailing these plays, we also gave you a Chiefs parlay for the Monday night game. All six legs of it hit. So this show has been making you a little extra money if you want to make these plays and if you want to follow what we've been doing over the course of the weekend. Every week we try to give you one college. We also try to give you one NFL two-leg parlay. All right, Rob, let's get to it. You know what? In college, that's where I would like to start. We have a big game this weekend between Notre Dame and Navy. Navy has been one of the biggest surprises in college football. They are ranked in the top 25. They also are undefeated. Well, you know that Navy and all those service academies, they love to run the triple option. You are telling me right now that I can get Navy's leading rusher, Blake Horvath, I can get him at plus money to score a touchdown. He has 10 rushing touchdowns this year and is averaging 7.9 yards per carry. He has been absolutely phenomenal. Yes, I will take plus money. If you want to get even crazier with it, you can take Alec Teska. He is their fullback. He has 7 rushing touchdowns on the year. He also is plus money to score a touchdown. They have the over-under at 50.5, and they're telling me that everybody you think could score a touchdown for Navy is plus money at this point. You got to roll the dice on one of those two individuals. If you want to get crazy with it, maybe do a two-leg parlay for both of those individuals with Horvath and Teska. But I'm just going to take Blake Horvath. I'm going to take even money, plus 100. That's my favorite college play this weekend.
I'm going to take the over in the Sunflower Showdown. The number is at 54.5. And Carrington, if there's one thing I know about K-State, having watched them thump my school for 15 consecutive games, you know what I've learned? They love to pour it on when they can pour it on. They are going to put up numbers this weekend. KU against lesser opponents gave up 30 to Arizona State, gave up 35 to TCU. They're giving up 30 to bad schools. They're definitely giving up 30 or 40 in this game. And even though KU probably won't win, they can score a little bit on their own. Devin Neal's a great player. Jalen Daniels looking better. It's like the over of 54.5 total points in the Sunflower Showdown. You play that with a Horvath touchdown plus 281.
You know what, man? This reminds me of old time, the nostalgia. Missouri's got a chance to do something. K-State's got a chance to make a BCS / playoff game. And KU is bringing up the caboose and the Big 12. Some things never change. It was like that when you were in college. You say 15 years, nothing has changed in 15 years. K-State is still K-State, and KU, well, they're still KU. All right, let's get to the NFL here. This is my favorite NFL play for the weekend. I'm going to buy the hook here. Falcons minus 2.5 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Who's healthy on Tampa Bay? Who is Baker Mayfield throwing the football to? Baker was a drastically different quarterback after the injury to Mike Evans, and now you don't have Chris Godwin. You're talking about a team that could possibly not have its top two receivers for this matchup. Give me Atlanta. They've been inconsistent, but the fact that this number is less than 3, I will take the chance on it. Give me Atlanta minus 2.5 this weekend in Tampa.
Carrington, I'm going to play a very familiar play. When Kareem Hunt rejoined the Chiefs, I knew he wasn't going to score in that Atlanta game. But the LA game, it was coming home. Everyone knew it was coming home. And then when he was back at Arrowhead, oh, you knew it was happening again. Davante Adams, it didn't happen last week. But you know what? There's no way Aaron Rodgers doesn't find him in the end zone. I like a Davante Adams anytime touchdown. Beyond the NFL script stuff, he got 9 targets last week, only had 3 catches. Devontae Adams is too talented to have 9 targets, only 3 catches. If that continues, he will find his way in the end zone, especially considering Garrett Wilson might be playing his way out of Aaron Rodgers' circle of trust. And they're playing the Patriots, who are soft, according to their coach, and stink, according to their record. You play an Adams anytime, and the Falcons minus 2.5, and that's plus 320.
All right. Couple NFL and college parlays if you want to go out there and make a play. Right now, you can get Cincinnati at minus 2.5. Do you like them at home to cover against the Eagles?
I would stay away from that one. Big stay away energy.
Yeah, I probably actually like the Eagles on the road at plus 130 to go on the road and pull off the upset, but I'm with you. There are a handful of lines this weekend that I'm personally not touching. I don't like the Chiefs line. It's not that I don't think they're going to win the game, just 9.5. The Chiefs just have a weird something about them. If they just like to keep games close, that is personally a game that I am staying away from, at least that part of it. There are some other things I would play, but at least the who's going to win the game by the spread, I just wouldn't touch it with Kansas City. I just feel uncomfortable about them being a big favorite in these spots. They've let you down too many times before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.